Good evening. We are looking live here at the field at Perry Rome Stadium. Tonight is the famed three-way finale that will decide the fourth playoff spot between the Creech Street Riot, the 5th Ward Weebies, and the Secret Nine. This game started at 6:30 p.m. on December 7th, last Thursday evening, and concluded on Friday morning at about 12:30 a.m. when play had to be suspended for practicality purposes, and we were supposed to, and then so now they have to finish this game to decide who's going to play the Rougarou, my team, on Thursday. Originally had scheduled this to be concluded on Sunday morning, but Mother Nature had other plans and dumped a bunch of buckets of rain on the field Saturday night, and we had some great people out here doing a lot of field work to get this field looking better so that we could even play today. We had some hope that we could play on Sunday, but there was just way too much water on the field, and although we did make a lot of headway and maybe something could have happened in the afternoon, it was kind of tough to get people out here on short notice. So we are here on Tuesday night. We are supposed to get underway here at 6:30, but people are still, teams still have players shuffling in, and we should be get going here in a little bit. Chilly night. It is currently 54 degrees at 6:33 p.m., and looks like the temperature is going to keep dropping a little bit as we go out here, but it seems pretty dry. The other night it was chilly, and the once the dew started to fall, that really made things a little slippery out there, especially in the outfield. Field is a little soft in places around the rim, especially between second and third base, but for the most part, the field looks pretty good, considering it was a lake between about where the first baseman would play all the way to third base. And, you know, we did a lot of work out here. There's a lot of Weebies out here, some Giants, a few Rougarou, and a few others out here just to build a little bonfire and pump out the water and rake everything up. So we have the Weebies and CSR again on sharing a dugout on the down the third base line, and the S9 over on the first base line. Looks like Danny's coming out to be our first pitcher of the day, so he's going to start warming up. John Michael's a temporary catcher behind the plate while he gets going. Danny was absent from the affair on Thursday night, so he's a fresh arm today, so he might have a Weebies might have a little bit of an advantage there based on just that fact alone, and plus Danny's one of the best players we got out here. Mark from S9 walking out to maybe chat with Danny, who I'm going to assume probably isn't in the mood to chat while he's warming up. But looks like we have enough CSR out in the outfield by my short count. Looks like Weebies have enough people, and S9 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8, 9. I think I see 9 dressed out and one plainclothes player who's not playing. So looks like everybody has a quorum to field the team. Still a few more players trickling in, so we're gonna have a very loose start time here. The current score of this three-way is 5-5-4, and that makes about as much sense to you as it does to us. But there is some method to this madness. The Weebies and S9 are tied with 5 runs, and CSR has 4. Now, to make things even, each team will bat twice so that they can bat against each defense, and CSR will be the ipso facto home team for all intents and purposes. So, once we get to the second CSR at bat, that will be the bottom of the cycle. So, each full cycle to make it fair for everybody is 6 half innings with everybody playing in the field once at least and you batting against every defense. If there is no clear victor, that means one team that has more runs than anybody else after this first cycle, then we will start another 6 half inning cycle. CSR is the only team that can walk it off, and even though they are down by the run, they can still come back and win. And that's what happened the other night. S9 looked like they were going to win this thing in extras, and I think the 16th, and CSR with one run to the S9-4, they came and scored 3 runs, nearly walked the game off, but they tied it to keep the thing alive, and then the Weebies ended up going up 5, so that was 5-4-4, and then S9 on a walked-in run tied up with the Weebies to keep things alive, and so that's how we arrived at the 5-5-4 score that we have. So the tie between the current teams really only matters when we get to that back inning to see if we need to start over again. So good news for CSR is they have some kind of an interesting advantage to the fact that, you know, if the other two teams are tied, they're guaranteed to keep playing. Now, who knows, they might adjust some rules here as we get going by the simple fact of time management. But I bet they won't change much until we at least play one or two full cycles here to try to determine a winner. So, again, after six half innings, if one team has more runs than the other two teams, that will be it. And that's how we will decide things. All right, looks like the coaches, looks like we got some umpires here. We got John here, not decked out in a suit this time, but we appreciate it. Looks like we have John and Kate here from the Giants to officiate things out on the field. Got a couple of, I think, teams are starting to meet. I'm not 100% sure on what two teams are in the field first. I had thought that Weebies might, since Danny was out there to warm up, but he might have just been going out to warm up. So looks like we'll find out here in just a second. And it will be the Creech Street Riot in the field first. Creech Street Riot will be playing defense first. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get this thing going. All right, we're back here. We're about to get things underway here at Perry Rome. Battery is warming up here. We've got some batters lining up in the batter circles off to the first base side from S9. Mark leading things off for them. Don't know who's going to pitch for the Weebies to start things, or excuse me, pitch for S9 to start things off, but we'll see. I'm going to bet that it might be Mark, as he's led off many games this season. Had Kate calling outs at first base, and I believe we'll have John Nochill behind the mound calling balls and strikes. Balls are in. We're about to get going here. Final warm-up pitch goes to the plate. All right, here we go. We are starting with the runner, the ghost runner on second base. So S9 has a runner out there to start things off. And let's get things going here. It is getting started a little late at 6:40. John is trying to regale people with the field statuses. Weebies finished their chant out in foul territory on their dugout. Q runs in from the outfield to have a quick meeting with the pitcher on the mound as Mark steps into the batter's box. Mark's wearing a bright, almost Netherlands-looking orange pullover. And he steps in. Pitcher looks at the plate, checks around the field, make sure everybody's good to go. First and third base are playing in to protect from the bunt from Mark. Here's the first pitch. Mark tries to bunt. It's fouled behind the plate. And the count's 0-1. Brief moment where they couldn't find the ball as it was behind bags of dirt behind home plate. And nothing's more Perry Rome than that. Count is 0-1. Stu marches behind the plate to step in the batter's circle. Here's this pitch. Inside. Inside, skips away, hits the backstop. 1-1 count. Fastball's here for the first two pitches of the game. Third base is very in on the grass. Second, runner at second taking some very, very liberal leads as there is no person close. So a fast runner might be able to get to third base on something, on an overthrow, or they can't advance on a steal. But so he's getting a big lead. Ball's dribbled back to the pitcher, goes over to first for the out. Attempted throw over to third base, but the runner is safe there. Advances on the little grounder, number back to the pitcher. But it does move the runner over to third base with one out. Defense adjusts a little bit, changing their alignment. maybe being on the grass wasn't a bad idea. All right, here's the pitch. Fastball out. Nope, called on the corner for an 0-1. Fastball, a little bit of movement to it. All right, here's kicks, throws, hits the batter on his inside. Okay, there he was hit by the pitch in his front left leg, but he was called as just a ball. He's leaning in. Here's the second pitch. Pitch is low on the outside corner of the plate. So I believe we have a 3-1 count. Pitcher comes set, kicks, throws. Ball is swatted to shortstop, who misplays it on the hop. The run scores, and the runner is safe at first base. So S9 now takes the lead in this thing. So S9 with 6 runs, Weebies with 5, and CSR with 4. That ghost runner is proving very, very helpful to get early runs quick on low outs. The lefty Phil from S9 steps in. Here's the pitch. Fouls it off to the third baseline. And the count's 0-1. We have Stu up next after Phil. He's taking some cuts in foul territory. So there's a runner on first. One out. Here's the pitch. Flare out to left field. The ball is foul. Foul ball. Oof, that was not foul by much. The catcher with the call here. And it did look like it was foul, but man, it must have been by about a foot. Much to the chagrin of S9. But it is the catcher's call by rule. If there is no umpire on that baseline, it's the catcher's call. Some question about the call as Phil comes back to collect his bat. He's got an axe handle, black axe handle bat, as he digs back in. 0-2 is the count. One out, runner at first. Pitcher comes set, kicks. Here's a throw. Grounder to shortstop. Try to turn two here. They get the ball. It's underthrown and skips out into right field on the ground. Runner advances to third base. Ball is thrown at home and cut off. Phil looks like he's got caught with his pants down, but no one is at first base for him to try to throw the ball to tag out, and Phil scampers back safely to first base. All right, things are interesting now. We have runners on the corner with one out, and Stu, the big bat for S9, up to bat. Stu, the author of some heartbreak for the Rougarou, as he walked it off against us with a blast home run to left field. Here's the pitch. Outside low, skips behind the catcher, but it bounces right back. Runner holds a third. Stu taps in, using the same black axe-handled bat that Phil did. He had bat before. Pitcher looks in, gets a sign, sets, kicks. Here's the pitch. Ooh, fouled right and down the middle, fouled right into the glove. Foul tip into the glove. Good catch by the catcher there to hang on to that one. I believe the count's 1-1. Phil with an open stance. Here's the pitch. Curveball gets great curveball on the outside corner. Gets Stu to swing and could not adjust to it. Great pitch there. Kicks. Here's the next pitch. Curveball. He hung it over the middle again out to outfield to Q. He's back. Makes the catch. Runner tag. It was late on the tag. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut. Here's the throw to the plate. Oh, it skips off the glove. Oh, it was so close there. Phil's trying to advance to second. He is going to be safe at second. Oh, that throw was so close. It just skipped out of the top, off the top of the catcher's mitt. He thought he had it. Thankfully, no more damage in that run, but that run does score. On the pop fly to right field. So, two outs, runners on second. S9 now up by 2 runs. Here's the pitch. Strike right down the middle, fastball. Right about thigh high. Troy stepping in here. He's got his baseball cap on backwards underneath his helmet, like he always does. Here's a pitch. Another curveball over the middle of the plate. Gets Choi to swing. 0-2. So now the score is 7-5-4. Other team's got some work to do. Here's a pitch. Grounded to third base. Goes under the shortstop and through, or goes under third base and through the shortstop. They're going to try to tag Phil out at third, but he is safe. Ball just skips under the third baseman's glove, and then they had backup behind it, but it skipped under his glove too and just kind of pittered out into the short, shallow grass of left field. But they were able to get the ball back in, but not in time to try to get Phil advancing to third. So, runners on the corners now, two outs. Phil looked very squirrely at third base trying to steal last game. Let's see if he has any ideas this time. Inside strike on the corner, swung at, foul tipped into the glove. Counts 0-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball breaks over the middle of the plate, a little bit low, but that was a strike. Good pitch. Counts 0-2. Stu with a very short leave. Oh, swung at strike three, but the ball skips away. Drop third strike here, tosses the ball down to first, makes the catch on the bay egg. That is the end of the half inning. So after that, S9 scores two runs. There will be, I believe the Weebies are up to bat next with S9 playing defense. But they take the lead here in this three-way, 7-5-4. So other teams will have some ground to make up. But that runner on the runner on second to start things off is definitely going to help. Looks like we have Mark walking out to the mound to warm up. He has shedded his pullover, and he's got a white T-shirt on with his little skinny workout pants. Looks like he's got twigs for legs out there. But dude can generate some serious power from the mound. And let's see how he can do. He's started many, many games this season so far. And, you know, sometimes he can get into trouble. But he's also got a great defense behind him to get him out of trouble. So as long as he keeps that ball down and makes the teams roll over on that, keep ground balls in play or get him to pop it up, he's going to be just fine. We're going to take a quick break here so I can have another bite of my Burger King burger, Texas Double Whopper, of course. And we'll be right back. All right, we're about to get underway with the bottom of the 19th here. Mark's finishing up warming up the mound. All the balls are in. We have the skipper for Fifth Ward Weebies. The skipper for the league, the commish, as the leading runner out at second base to start things off. Weebies up to bat here versus S9. With Danny leading things off. Danny, who was not able to play in the last game, so I'm sure he's happy he can be back here to contribute today. Then John Michael to follow him up. Choi behind the plate for a very strong battery here between Mark and Choi. A lot of innings between the two of them. Danny does a little bit of groundskeeping in matters box and now digs in, and we're ready to go here. Mark comes set, kicks. Ball on the outside, strike on the outside corner. I was going to say the ball is a strike on the outside corner, but that came across wrong. Here's a pitch, second pitch. Danny ropes it out to left field over the third baseman's head. Base hit. Schmidt advances to third. Danny rounding first, taking a look at second, but not really giving that any serious thought. And John Michael digs in. John Michael, I believe, did not get pulled, but had 11 strikeouts last game. He's got his zebra-striped socks on and a tail sticking out the back of his pants. Here's the pitch. Michael pops it up to shallow center. Stu coming on, makes the catch. Runner tags at third, is coming home on the strong throw, and he is out at the plate by about three steps. He ran right into that one. Stu put a laser down to the plate. I think that was a little ill-advised, given who was making that throw. Probably one of the...
Wisely didn't cut off the throw.
Yes. And then, also very good on Mark on not cutting that off, but he was out by 5 feet. Good play by Troy to get the tag down, too. And hold on to the ball because it was a little minor collision. But Commissioner, way out for the first out. Here's the pitch. Fouled up above into the to the left on the third baseline into the cage up top and skips back into center field of play. Danny at first now with one out. Counts 0-1. Dribbled up the middle. Play is made at second. Touches the base with the ball for the second out. Oh, is that the third out? Oh, that is a third out. Sorry. Well, it's not a very good play-by-play if you can't figure out how many outs there are, but I guess I wasn't counting the out at the plate. That's after all that, I didn't think I counted the out at the plate, so it was 2 outs. All right, well, we're moving right along here. Now, CSR is coming up to bat, but all three teams have to play 3 more half innings for everybody, for all things to be even. So nothing can be won or lost here. But if the if no one ties here in the next 3 half innings, then this will be it, and the S9 will advance. So, I think we'll now take another short break here. I believe CSR is coming up to bat with the Weebies on defense. We'll be right back. All right, we're about to start the top of the 20th here, the Weebies warming up with Danny on the mound, with the Creech Street Riot coming up to bat and the S9 sitting this half inning. Ryan here in the booth, we were chatting about some things before the game about how defense is going to be very, very important, especially with that ghost runner starting on second base. And that proved to be very, very important these first 2 half innings, with Creech Street having a couple of costly errors that moved runners over into an easier scoring position. And then we have a S9 playing a very solid defense, getting that ball in on that laser throw by Stu from center field, running up to make that catch, and he just hosed the commissioner down at the plate.
So now you got Sam up at the plate. So, you know, I think the thing is that, as we talked about before in the pregame, it's all about the defense. It's all about your defense. And now, you know, the Creech Street Riot is more added pressure. What you're seeing now, you got Sam going up to the plate, and then after that, you got Seth. So let's see what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to capitalize because they're quickly running out of time right now.
Well, everybody's got to capitalize because we start with a runner in scoring position with no outs. As Sam digs in, and Danny's on the mound, adjusting his sleeves. He's got the Weebies white baseball tee with the black 3/4 sleeves. He's got the knee-high socks and the gray pants, and classic look for Danny, and then the kind of the white long-sleeve shirt underneath all of it. Just absolute classic Weebies look here. Weebies also have several different alternate jerseys like S9 does, but not quite as many. All right. We're ready to go here. Danny looks in for the sign, takes the bit, comes set, kicks. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside third of the plate, about just above belt high. Counts 0-1. Danny comes set, throws inside, nearly hits the batter on his front shoulder as he kind of turned in to try to get out of the way of the pitch, and that brings the count to 1-1. Danny looks back at the runner on second, comes set, throws. Curveball over the middle of the plate. Man, you're not going to get in a prettier pitch than that. Sam's hitting himself on the head and kicking himself with that one.
He's making quick work here, Mike. He's making quick work of this guy.
Well, it's 1-2 here. Here's the pitch. Holds up on that swing on that high fastball that skips away from the catcher off his glove. And brings the count even at 2-2. Way to hold up on that one. It's hard to hold up on those high fastballs, especially when you don't really sometimes know where the top of the zone is in this league. And he kicks, fires. Curveball over the middle, swing and a miss for the first out of the inning.
I mean, that's what we were talking about, Mike. That was quick work right there. You have that ghost runner at second base, You got the runner at second base. So the most important thing here, if you're the fifth ward Weebies, you got to get that runner to third. Clog the runner. You want to clog the base runners. You want to clog the bases with runners, but you also don't want to give up any damage.
We got Seth here, the lefty, come up to bat. The pitch the first inning against S9. So we got one out here. Here's the pitch. Fouled up into the cage to the left. Yeah, it is proven in these last week on when we played that game and then today already that if you can't move that runner over, here's the pitch, outside. If you can't move that runner over at that first out, you're working from a hole there because all these teams have been scoring, especially that first runner. Danny pitches another curveball outside and high. Let's count 1-2.
Playing in the pool here.
Yeah. Strike right down the middle. Oh, I must have mixed up his hand signs, No Chill's hand signs for balls and strikes. I believe it's 2-2 now. Dribbler down the third base line. It's played. Danny picks it up instead of letting it go. It might have ended foul. It's the catcher's call, but the catcher also ran down the line, so there's no one really there to call it. And Danny chose to play it. I think if he leaves it there, that might have been the play. It might be. And the runner, there is none currently. But hey, it's their deal.
It's their move right here.
It's a catcher's call if no one's there, so it's
first and second.
Yep, runners on the corners here with one out, that first strikeout thing. But, you know, we got that out, and the runner advanced to third there. So, no harm done. Got to get the run in here. Inside, fastball.
The most important thing here, Mike, is that
ball
they
one.
Put their speed guy. They put their speed guy out there. You got to have your speed guy as that goes run.
Absolutely.
You can't have.
Here's the pitch. Curveball comes back in, breaks in for a strike, and counts 1-1. Seth getting a very small lead as he's being held on first base. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Runner holds as the ball skips away from the catcher. Maybe a missed opportunity there as the catcher didn't quite know where the ball, but, you know, if you've only got one out, you don't want to get that second out with the runner on third. That's the correct move, is to not run there.
You can only do that if it's no run. If it's no out, you got an out, you don't want
to. Or if you got a real good jump and the ball really skipped away, but that was not egregious enough of a pass ball or a wild pitch for that to happen. That was a wild pitch. It was in the dirt, so I'm not going to put that on the catcher. Here's the pitch. High. The ball skips away. The runner's coming home. Hesitates. Oh, no. He's going to get caught. And a run down here. Ball goes back to third. Runner is safe getting back to third. Boy, was that risky. And boy, was that ill-advised. He was coming down to steal, but he took too many steps, and he kind of made a effort like he was going to, but he hesitated, but he was way too far off the bag. And he is lucky that they didn't get that ball back and thrown down. Danny was expecting the runner to be there, so he hesitated on the throw and the rundown because he thought the runner would be there, and he wasn't. So they nearly got him out of third. But, man, CSR escaped some disaster there and lived to fight another day.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, I did lose my lighter.
He was lucky. He was lucky. That was a smart business decision. I mean,
I don't know if there's anything smart about his business decisions there. He also looked very slow getting off that bag to try to steal home. He looked like he couldn't make up his own mind. But you know what? Water in the bridge now. We're still here. And everybody's safe. So here's the pitch. Outside. Ball four. Bases loaded, one out. This is Brent.
Oh, that's Brett.
Brett. We have Brett here. Oh, and Piper shows up wearing a St. Louis Blues hockey jersey. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one.
I think that's a 77.
Here's the next pitch. Fouled up behind the plate into the chain link for 0-2. Again, we got bases loaded, one out here. for CSR. CSR threatening here. They kept this thing going. They kept S9 from winning as S9 looked hopelessly. Ooh, did that ball come in? Oh, rings him up on a curveball that just came in to catch the outside corner to Brett. Great pitch there by Danny. That's a tough one to sit down on. All right. Two outs. All right, two outs here. Everybody playing about standard depth here. First baseman holding them on. Here's the pitch. High. Ball skips out of the glove, but still high no matter what. And just bounces back in front of the catcher. Center field playing pretty straight away. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball coming to the middle. Fouled off to the left by the stack of bats at the, I think it's the fence on the third base side. I'm assuming both teams have their own designated areas for their bats since they're sharing a dugout. All right, here we go. Danny comes set, kicks, throws. Swing and a miss for on a fastball. Little up and in.
This time here, you got to cash in here, Mike.
He's got a tough bill here. But he's got two strikes on him, so he's got to stay alive at all costs here. Danny fakes a throw over to third. Runners all scamper back. And here we go again. Danny gets the sign. Kicks, throws. Ball's low, skips behind the thing. Runner's coming home. He doesn't know where the ball is. And the runner is safe. The runner is safe. Man, that ball bounced right back, but it was in that no man's land running the catcher. I've been there before. That is tough. You can't see the ball when it, like, the worst place for the ball to be sometimes is right underneath you because you're expecting it. That's the last place you're expecting it to be. Well, CSR with a big run scored there. They could definitely benefit from a couple more, but now the score is 7-5-5. Here's Banning with the pitch. Swung on and missed. That strike three. Well, after the near disaster of stealing home, he steals home and gets it this time, and that was a big run for CSR. All right, we got three more half innings to go to see if somebody will win this thing. Otherwise, we will play another six half innings. Wow.
At the moment,
you got to get that runner. Having a runner at third base in these extra innings has proved the most paramount thing. You've got to get somebody over there.
Most paramount thing, whatever, Mike. I tell you, but it's also you got to get that runner from second home. It's not, it's one thing to have, a golden opportunity on the bases, but you got to get that guy home. It's all about getting that guy
well,
home.
Well, of course, but it's the catalyst to that. If you got that runner, you need to really make your first at-bat count.
Yes.
You make that first out count. You do not want to get an out without getting that runner to third base.
Right.
But CSR found a way. That's their team. They'll find a way on you. And
I mean, it's sort of like that Lionel Richie song, Love Will Find a Way. No, Pablo Cruz did that song, Love Will Find a Way. Like, Love Will Find a Way, and the Creasy Ride, they'll find a way to get back in this thing. I'm headed back down to the
All
field.
Right.
I'm gonna let you be to yourself because look, this is this your shit. You want to finish this, Mike?
I was a little invested after last week. It was really fun, crazy, very PBL thing to watch that game the other night.
Just think about what would Ryan do.
I will.
I'm headed back to the field to take some photos.
All right, Seth, back out to pitch for CSR with the Weebies warming up in the batter's circle. We'll take a short break here and come back. Okay, I think we're here in the bottom of the 20th. Is that correct? All right. We are bottom 20. Weeby's up to bat. CSR in the field. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. Can't tell who's on second for the Weebies out there. But they got someone. They out there. Bogey. Ball is roped down the left field line. Almost hits Cade in the head. Man, that was. Is it a fair ball? I didn't hear a call. Okay, it is called foul. It looked foul. But boy, that thing was a rocket out. And it was just. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty foul. I'm sorry Kate can't make the call because she was diving out of the way of a missile coming at her face. Woo. All right. And we're back. Weeby's correctly calling and classically calling their ball foul. All right, it's 1-1. Here's the pitch. Ball is flared out to short right, and Q comes on but lets the ball take in. The runner rounds third but holds up. Pitcher cuts off the throat of the plate. So, again, that first at-bat, that first out, getting that runner over. It's going to prove big. Weeby's got to do something here. Got no outs, runners on the corners. We got time here, I think. We're trying to figure out who's the last out. We don't know who the last batted out is. And somebody better figure something out. And that's the John Michael Zebra, who's apparently the last backed out. So he's coming, jogging out to go over the third base. And that was a lovely little bit of time wasted there. It's not like it's cold or anything. 53 degrees. The PBL OG, Adam Cronenberg, giving a nice salute to me as he walks by. Here's the pitch. That was a ball high. Skips out of the catcher's glove, but forward. Tosses it back to the pitcher. And the count's 1-0. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball 2. Runner looking very squirrely at third base, like he wants to come in. Kicks, throws. Ball on the, strike on the outside corner. Runner threatens but holds. The ball didn't skip quite far away enough. It was still in the dirt circle surrounding home plate, maybe on the cuff of the grass, but not far enough away to make a serious threat. 2-1 count. Ball 3 outside. A little bit of an overthrow back to the pitcher. Thankfully, shortstop's paying attention. That's a live ball. The runner at third can steal on that. So, but it didn't look like he really saw it either. S9 fellas just calmly watching. Here's the pitch. Draws the walk on ball 4 outside. Bases now loaded. All right, bases loaded. No outs for the Weebies. Mike, who pitched in relief at the very end of the game on Thursday night, steps into the box. Seth kicks, throws. Ball outside. Fastball. On the low outside corner. Didn't quite catch the corner, though. For the first ball. Counts 1-0. Looks in. Kicks, throws. Dribbles it back to the pitcher to throw home for the force out at home plate. All the runners advance, and the bases are still loaded, but with one out. Good defense there. Way to know where you needed to go with the ball before it got hit to you to make that play for the force out at home. The force out at home, you don't see it very much, but that was the best place to go. All right, one out, base is loaded. Here's the kick, the pitch. Strike, outside third of the plate, just about above the knee. Good pitch, and the count's 1-1. Runner checks his swing, holds up for a ball on the outside. That's correct, Kelly. You can tag up in advance. It's not a PBL year if you don't have to at least question once what the foul tip into the glove. I think the count's at 2-1. Forgot what it was. Yeah, if you don't ask what the tag up rules are at least once a season, it's not the PBL. kicks, throws, curveball, breaks over the plate. Wow. That looked like it was coming in at his hip and it broke over the middle of the plate. What a throw. And he rings him up looking for the second out. Big out there. All right. Our social media manager, Chuck, steps in. He's got black pants with the white striped socks, his knees. Swings and a miss on an inside pitch for strike one. Bases loaded, two outs. And here's the pitch. Strike on the top outside corner of the zone. It brings the count to 0-2. Chuck's got to stay alive here. He's got to make something happen here. Kicks, throws, takes a low ball. John Michael threatens at third base, but they are able to get the ball back and reset here with the count 1-2. Pitcher comes set. Kicks. Ball is way outside, but it hits right into the chain of the backstop, so that bounces it, returns it right back to the catcher. Brings the count even at 2-2. Chuck steps in. Here's the pitch. Swings and a miss, but the ball skips away. He's going to make the play down to third base. He's going to try and tackle. Oh, he drops the ball at home. John Michael scores. There's not a force out at home. It's a drop third strike. All the runners advance, and he is safe at first, and the Weebies steal a run there. Man, you got to throw that ball to first place. You got to know what you're doing there. That's a tough play to try to tag somebody, but he still had time to throw him out at first. All right, Weebies get a run. It's 7-6-5. Lefty steps in, bases loaded with two outs. Oh, man, that's a tough play. A lot of things going on. Ball is flared foul. About third base deep into foul territory. Scatter some Weebies over there. It's when there's that many things happening on a play, it is really tough to figure out what you're going to do. That's just why you have to really think about what you're going to do beforehand, which is also hard to do. This is a hard game. We're all trying to play this hard game here. Kicks. Here's the pitch. Ball is outside, skips away off the glove, but just right behind the plate, bounces back. Holds runner at third. Lefty with the purple socks of the alternate color for the black and white Weebies. Gotta love that. One does want a hint of color. Wide open stance. Here's the pitch. Oh, that was a close battle. Just a little low on the outside corner. Not high enough there to get the call there for Seth, but I believe the count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Dribbler down the first base, fielded by Brett, and he walks over and steps on first to end the inning. But the Weebies get a run. 7-6-5 is the score. S9 on top.
They only scored one.
S9 on top, the Weebies right behind, and the Creek Street Riot right behind them. All right, we got a lot of one-run deficits here. Yep. So we're going to take a short break while the looks like the Weebies are going to be on defense and S9 comes up to bat. All right, we have the S9 up to bat here. Danny Froning pitches, throws a strike down the middle high. Down the middle upper portion of the zone, I should say. Got the runner in second. Foul tip at the plate here, so it counts 0-2. Boy, that was exciting. All right, here we go. 0-2's account. Danny kicks, throws. Did he hold up? Did he check his swing? He went. That's a strike. I think I might have missed the count here. It's kind of hard to tell with his hands in front of the mossy oak breakup that John's wearing. Nope, that was strike three. I was correct. All right, so we have the first out of the inning. It's a big strikeout right there against one of S9's best hitters. All right, one out. Runner on second. First pitch is low and in the dirt outside. Skips back to the catcher. Danny checks the runner. Here's the throw. Ooh. Close pitch, but called a ball outside. That ball had some movement on it. It was really tailing away. Ball swung on, fouled up into the chain link above the batter. Falls harmlessly to the grass in front of the pitcher. Danny collects and walks back to the mound. Danny comes set. Here we go. Ball outside. Kind of lost what the count is. Bad for the play-by-play here, but curveball, strike. So I think we have 2-2 or 2-3 here. Full count. Here we go. All right. Big pitch here. Danny fires. And a little high, and he takes his base. Runners on first and second. That was a good take there. That's a tough take. Look at that high fastball. Came in above the letters. John calling with the bat. All right, here we go. His next batter. Strike on the outside corner. S9 calls time to get a courtesy runner at first. Batter with a little bit of question about whether that pitch was a strike or not. I think he honestly just didn't know what the call was. Okay. Nice bit of liquid brown from Kelly. Appreciate it. Attempted pickoff back at second base. Hits the runner, skips to the second baseman, Schmidt. And no harm done. Bet that hurts right off the knee. And much ado about nothing, and everyone's safe. Come back to the batter with the count of 1-1. Here's the pitch, Danny fires. Oh! Danny throws a curveball, gets away from Danny high and inside, and the batter was able to get out of the way somewhat to where it wasn't to hit him squarely on the head, but it did skip off his helmet. Cut the bill of the hat. All right, bases loaded. One out. Swung on for strike one. Here comes a pitch straight down the middle for strike two. Next pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. That's a big out right there for the Weebies. And we come up to the top of the order for S9 with Mark stepping back in. Bases loaded, two outs now. Weebies really got to get one of these first two batters out there. They do not want to get Stu anywhere close to the plate again with runners on. And Weebies need to keep S9 from scoring to keep this thing close. Here's the pitch. Curveball on the outside corner drops in for a strike to the lefty. Fires. Curveball comes in on the top outside corner there. Great pitch. Great pitch. 0-2 to Mark. Mark's got to get that bat off his shoulder. Swings and a miss on a fastball in the upper outside corner of the plate. Great pitch, great location, and he gets the Weebies out the jam. Great pitching by Danny. Great job. All right, to the 21st we go. Bottom of the 21st. We are in the bottom of the 21st inning of this three-way. Well, this has definitely been the longest three-way that I've ever been a part of, which is not saying much, because if I had a dollar for every three-way I've been a part of, I'd have $1, I guess. And this thing ain't even over yet. All right, we'll be right back. All righty, here we go for the bottom of the 21st. Bottom of the 21st. I think cumulatively we're at about 7 hours that this game has taken, and it's spanned 2 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
Definitely 2 days. But before we go any further, Mike, we got to talk to you guys about laundry. That's why you go down there to Black and Gold Wash and Fold, a proud sponsor of the People's Baseball League Radio Network. You tell them that you heard about the people, about Black and Gold Wash and Fold on the People Baseball League Radio Network. Located at the corner of 3rd and Carondelet, one block off the historic St. Charles streetcar line.
Thank you for that word from our sponsors. All right, we're about to get ready to get underway. Creech Street coming up to bat. They are the only team that can walk this off, and if they don't tie it up here at least, this thing will be over and S9 will win.
Their big bats going up. Q, you know his story. He had a dramatic single. They were down to their final out, and he basically tied the game up in the ninth inning back on May 28th against the Beef Sliders.
First pitch is a swinging strike. Oh, it looked like might have been a changeup. That ball seemed to drop off the table there. Mark comes set, kicks, fires. Ball is low in the dirt, skips into Troy from in front of the plate, and goes off to his right. Seems about time to pop open a cold one here, if there ever was one, since it's the last of the inning here. Nice little Shiner Bock here.
It's a Texas brand, right?
Absolutely, it is from Shiner, Texas, the greatest beer that God ever made. Mark puts another strike on the middle upper part of the zone. First beer I ever had, last beer I'll ever drink.
Well, one of the things here, the Riot got their speed guy, Tyrell, out there on the bump.
We got a grounder to second base. Soft toss over to first to get the out, but it does advance that runner. Again, that first out, moving the runner over, making your outs work for you with this ghost runner in extra innings is imperative. So, but the Creech Street does need two runs to keep this thing going, to give everybody a chance. And if that happens, we'll play another three innings or six half innings to have another cycle for everybody. But Q steps in. Orange bandana around the neck, looks at the first pitch low for ball one. Runner on third, one out. 1-0. Martin kicks, fires. Troy picks that ball in front of him. Fakes a throw down the third to keep the runner thinking about him and not trying to steal. Troy would be a tough cookie to steal on. That guy plays the position in this league better than anybody. Here's the pitch. Got a strike on the inside corner. That was in. It was in. I mean, it definitely nothing PBL egregious. Like, you know, might have been a little high, but it's within the thing.
It was like right there on the corner. It was like a 50-50 call right there, Mike.
Yeah, it looked like that was the ball had a little bit of movement on it. Looks like it was curving back in, so gave him the pitch. Next pitch is right down the middle. Q looks at it, nods up and down like, yep, that's a strike. Well, no, nobody's arguing that. Payoff pitch. Grounder to second base. Flips it over the first, but that does score a run. It scores a run, but there's two outs. This is we're down to our last out here. If Creech Street cannot get another run across, and the bases are now empty, so they have some work to do here. The bases are empty with two outs. Creech Street has to get one run across to keep this three-way alive or walk it off. Here's the pitch. takes the ball low.
That last out, Mike, and you know all too well, that last out is always pressure. That's always a pressure cooker right here.
Yeah.
That's always a pressure cooker.
Especially when it's all on the line. Season on the line right here. Here's the pitch. Comes inside. Ooh, man, you might want to wear that one. You need base runners. Might want to wear that, especially with good hitting behind you. Top of the got the top of the order coming up if you can get on base. Here's the pitch. Ball is hit softly to center or to right field, and does he make the catch? Oh, he drops the ball. Okay, that was a tough play. He was running in on it. It was a blooper to right field. The right fielder coming on at an angle to try to make that, but he can't come up with it, and the runner is safe at first. Woo, boy, that was close. It's hard to tell from here, but right fielder had to make a play and run on that thing, and it looked like it hit his glove, so he may have had a chance at it. Stu couldn't quite get there, and he didn't have a good enough angle.
I mean, that was a great effort.
Oh,
now
yeah.
You have two outs. You got
to run around first. Still got a lot of work to do here for Creech Street. Here's the pitch. Ball is fouled off high and behind the plate.
You know, you get a double here. You're going to tie this game up. You get a double here, you tie the game up.
Well, you got the top of the order coming up here after this batter. So anybody on base now is good. You need both those runners on. Troy calls for the pitch, slapped his glove. Here comes the throw from Mark. Pitch is high and inside. Breaking ball coming in. Doesn't quite hit the zone.
Holding up for you, Brady.
I'm toasty, man.
Toasty?
I got the layers.
So do I. I got like three layers.
I lost what the count is again. Terrible at that. But I think he's got... Here's the pitch. Strike right down the middle. What's the count, Troy? I couldn't really get what he said.
Two, yeah.
Oh, 2-2 or 3-2? All right, here's the pitch. Swung on, strike three, but he drops the ball. Ball is tossed down to first, but nobody was there. He's safe at first. They didn't get the ball over to first base fast enough on the drop third strike. The first baseman was playing off the bag, and when they threw it to him, he didn't run back to the bag fast enough, and they get in there safe, sliding at first. Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, my base guy.
That is
it. Now you got the runner in a tying run in scoring position, and now, you know, that last out is always tough to get. But now the pressure is on the S9, and we've talked about their inability to close out close games.
Yep. Sam up here at the top of the order looks at the first pitch from Mark. Here it is. Looks like a little bit low on the outside third of the plate. Man, a rare defensive miscue for S9. Troy did out with FLA. Attempted pickoff at first base, but he drops the ball. Was going to be a little close. But he's safe at first. Jake Gold for the Ruger over there at first base calling. Cade down the third base line, no chill. Calling balls and strikes still from behind the mound. Here's the pitch from Mark. Foul. Back into the right. And it brings it count to 1-1. S9 had two pretty golden opportunities to close this thing out, but couldn't quite make the play.
Now your defense got to be on point, because if you have a wild pitch, an errant throw in the infield, you have a grounder and you have an errant throw to first.
Grounder down the third baseline, foul.
That was the pitch right there for Sam.
Yeah, Sam's gonna want that one back. He keeps that in play a little bit. That's a tough play to make for any third baseman, because once that ball's bouncing around, there's the lip of the infield, there's the lip that's cutting the outfield. There's, you know, we did as much work as we could on this field, but man, there's a lot of variables on that dirt that can make that ball do all kinds of things. So here's the pitch from Mark. Roped out, and that's looks like it's falling. Drops in for a fair ball. Shallow left field. Phil gets that ball in real quick. Now the bases are loaded. With Seth coming up to bat. Wow, what a turn of events here. What a leg. This is the most PBL thing we could have.
The late inning woes, the inability to close out close games is going to probably knock the Secret Nine out of the playoffs.
They still got two outs, and there's a bat and a little too close to fair territory there. So we're going to hold up while they get it out. S9 are pretty good in late inning games. They walked it off against us with a blast over the left field fence to give us our first loss of our season. But here we go. Seth steps in, the lefty. Takes an outside pitch for ball one from Mark.
Now, if you're the catcher, what do you tell your pitcher in this situation?
Just do your thing. Throw a pitch. Throw strikes. We got a good defense. Put the ball in play. You know, don't try to get cute. Keep it simple. Because you can't be doing that. 0-2. A walk here. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're correct. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Because a walk here walks in a run. So you can't really afford to go 3-0 here.
Well, let's see what's going to happen here.
Last two pitches by Mark have been not close to the zone, let's say. Mark looks in at the lefty batter. Kicks. Fires. That ball is low. Count is 3-0.
Oh, my God.
If Creech Street scores here, that will tie the game, and we will ensure more free baseball. There's no way Seth is swinging on this pitch, no matter what it is. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner.
He needed that.
Belt high strike on the outside corner. And it brings the count to 3-1. Mark rocks, kicks. Here's the pitch. Another strike down the middle. Full count here.
Here we go. This is tell you what happens.
Bases loaded. Down by one.
Here we go.
Full count. Mark kicks. Throws. Ball is dribbled back to the pitcher, who tosses it over to first and ends the game. The Secret Nine have won the three-way. I didn't know somebody could win the three-way. I thought everybody's a winner, all the participants, but the S9 will advance to play the Rougarou on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I've never seen a three-way handshake before, so this will be interesting. I don't even know how you do that. Coming in from second base. CSR coming in from third. Valiant effort by them to try to keep this thing going. But S9 was able to lock it down and secure the victory. Man, a few defensive miscues turned out to be the deciding factor today. And it almost was the deciding factor to keep it going. But S9 was able to make the play. Off the dribbler, back to the pitcher to get the final out at first base with the bases loaded. So, as it is 7:44 p.m., we started this game at 6:40 p.m. on Thursday, December 7th. We played 6 hours. This game started at 6:40 today, so this is a seven-hour total affair. All three of the teams slowly marching to home plate. Final score, 7-6-5. Since 1944 when they did this thing, I don't think anyone said the score with three teams. This was certainly fun. Fun way to try to decide things with more baseball and cool to be a part of. Here they are for the picture. It's a lot of teams. He's
crazy. That was fun.
Well, Piper, you were the bookkeeper of this thing. Well, somebody had to. This thing was hard enough to keep together.
Nice.
That's it. I'll get a picture to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Make sure to get that and put it out there for people to order frames. Like after the Rangers won, a lot of people were like getting their scorecards framed. Well, we'll take a slight pause and maybe have a little bit of a post-game show here in a couple minutes. All right, welcome to the PBL three-way post-game show. We have Phil here from S9. All right, so you're going to play us on Thursday night.
That's right.
How do you feel about the way that this three-way went? This was pretty special. Seemed very PBL, and
I'm not going to deny. I really liked the idea. I think the execution of it after the 12 innings. We need to sort of rework that.
For sure. Nobody was expecting this to happen.
Yeah, I feel like a three-way tie game didn't have to be a three-way tie since it wasn't 5-5-5. Right. It was 5-5-4.
Best teammate anybody could ever ask for.
Thank you, thank you. I think after 12 innings, it should have just been Weeby's S9.
I think they'll make that adjustment, but it did make it very, very fun to keep things going. And
we thought about this, and we chatted about it as a team. There were a couple other scenarios that we could consider. And the other one would be that if the game ends after 12, the team that gave up the least amount of runs in that game is the winner. So in that
not a
case,
bad thought.
In that case, see you Thursday. All right. In that case, we would be in a place where we didn't have to come and play. But really, we weren't trying to extend the game, and like, it didn't make sense for us to extend the game past 12.
No. That was the correct practical decision.
We played 6 hours.
I think after that, you just wanted some resolution, which is fair.
Exactly.
But it's also everybody needed to go home. It was too late.
Yeah, everyone needed to go home. And
I don't hate that idea. I think though the league in whatever scenario will always lean towards playing. Or at least I have found it in my experience.
Yeah.
The league will always lead towards playing more baseball over playing less baseball. Whenever possible. So
yeah.
It did not surprise me that they were going to do that. So I feel like the runner on, even the runner on second produced another nice fun wrinkle, but then it kept made everybody score, which
was
fun. Different strategy. Everybody had to get that runner over.
I think tie games, we should always implement that rule. That's what we, you know, we're as close to MLB rules as we can, except for stealing.
Yeah, but I hate it in the MLB.
Yeah, but
it was 11:30 at night.
Us out of here. I mean, you remember the championship game or the playoff game we had against Blues. I mean, we took that to the bottom of the 14th inning.
Yeah, we played.
That was insane.
I think we played a 12-inning. We played a 12-inning affair against the Weebies a couple seasons ago.
After a while, it's just abuse.
I think we played 11 first inning of the first game of this season.
Yeah, but we want to talk about, you know.
See you fellas Thursday.
Yeah.
What kind of game we're playing on Thursday? These guys want to play on Sunday. Two weeknight games is hard.
Oh.
You got kids with families. Getting out for one night is a hard enough ask. Getting out for two nights during the week is pretty much an impossible ask. So it will work to your advantage on Thursday night.
I'm not saying it doesn't hurt to be the first seed, but it also
it's not about that. We had to play it. We had to play here.
And then ideal for
it's not anybody. Like you're going to get all of your guys out on Thursday.
No,
night,
and you know? It's like I said, we're all in the same boat in that sense. So
you could do the best you can, but
in which case we've been there many times before.
Yeah,
we've been there many times before.
Last season playoff guy.
But that seems to be the way baseball goes sometimes. So
yeah.
We'll get out here.
We're just going to keep fighting on.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're going to play baseball.
Obviously, play of the game, Stu's throw from center field.
Boy, he just gunned him down like
a
dude in the street in the Old West.
Kamish fell like Rome at home plate. Just absolutely crumbled.
If Rome crumbled 5 feet before it was supposed to, it was out by a mile.
Exactly. Right, it was a beautiful moment for everything.
I mean, he had to make a rough play. He had to make a tough play running in on that play
justice,
to make that. Yeah.
When it all comes down to it. I think rule amendment. We do not have the try game in the actual PBL handbook. So we should probably add that to it as an option.
It's a fun. It was a really cool experiment. I think it was successful, barring some cruddy weather that we had to deal with this weekend. That just sucked. And the irony was, it was a beautiful freaking day on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're out here. We probably could have gotten something in the evening.
We could have maybe tried to play at Gilbert. You know, Larry Gilbert apparently was.
And I was over there on Friday. That was a tall grass.
Yes, but dry. You know, because it had more grass on the field. But
I don't think anybody's touched that field in a long time. I make deliveries over by it like two or three times a week. I always peek in there. I'm like, nope.
Anyhow, you know, we're just happy to be able to play more baseball.
Let's go. Yeah. Hey, we're playing baseball in December. No one else is doing it.
That's true, but we're in New Orleans.
I know.
So we have the ability to extend this probably into January if we wanted to.
Oh, boy. I hope we don't do that.
You know? Oh!
Pick up action and
game?
Piper takes one beamed squarely in the back of his St. Louis Blues hockey sweater. You're in a hockey sweater. Fight him.
Yeah, how you not gonna fight, man?
Drop the gloves and fight him. You're in a hockey sweater. Let's go.
Godspeed.
All right, we'll see y'all.
Let the best team win.
Let's go.
That's really.
You've broken our hearts the last two seasons.
Yeah.
It won't be a third. Okay, we're over here with the commissioner and Chuck to get their thoughts on the end of the three-way. Is it sad that all three ways must end?
I'll air to rank here.
It was a great climax all around. I thought everybody got what they came for. You know, the worst part of a three-way is if when it becomes a two-way with a spectator.
Yeah.
And we never had that problem
in
this game. So.
That's true.
I'm calling it a total success.
Man.
Total success.
CSR almost damn near did it again.
They almost damn near did it.
Oh, man.
Should have sent Luke. Also, why is Phil not diving for that ball? If he had dived and missed, then Luke scores easy. But
I mean, and you had S9 have a couple of hard miscues that they don't normally have there at the LS thing.
Yeah, pressure was getting
there. Yeah, let's go. And then you got to the CSR to the top of the order.
How about the two errors in the first by one of the most solid shortstops in the league, though?
Defense proved again to be the determining factor, especially with that runner on second base. That wrinkle over there really makes that – you have to make that first out count. And that and the second at-bat for the
CSR. Stu hosing me.
Oh, sorry, bud, but Stu just – he sniped you from the nest out there. That was a hell of a throw. We were just like, oh, no. But Troy also made the catch and the tag. He did have a lot of he did have a lot of room and time because that ball was in there so fast. Mm-hmm. But it was it was exciting for sure. And then CSR on the rundown, that hesitation that he did halfway down the line, and he just got back to the bag, then was able to scamper across on the ball behind home plate.
Great game.
Good game. Successful three-way.
Definitely. Everybody is satisfied.
Okay, we're wrapping up the PBL three-way post-game show. We have Sam over here in third base foul territory leading things off for CSR today. How are you feeling?
Tired. I had a fucking great time. I don't know how many innings we played collectively. But,
I believe we had 21.
Yeah.
That was the bottom of the 21st there.
I feel like it. Pulled my quad on that very last at-bat, so, you know.
Well, you were hustling down to first base. Man, the fact that y'all got the bases loaded from no one on was huge.
Yeah, you know, I think that game ended with an appropriate amount of chaos, and we had our best hitter up with the bases loaded, and, you know.
This has been the most PBL on-brand deciding of a tiebreaker that I think we could have possibly had. It was super fun. 7 hours in total. 7 hours over 2 days.
It was a shitload of fun. It was so much fun.
Last week it was less talk of how fun it was, just more of the war of attrition that the things were after a six-hour affair. It was super fun. It was just no resolution after 6 hours. I can understand
and
a little
every
bit.
Every inning, like, one player would disappear from each team. And
Or reappear.
Or reappear, have, yeah.
We had people leaving and coming back.
Yeah,
we had people
true.
Coming
Mark,
in.
Mark showed up,
he,
the
from
inning.
The bar. He had played a softball game and was drinking, and he came out here and closed out the game for S9.
He's the pitcher
and then
of
he,
record.
And he pitched today and got the job really done. Was pitcher. Got really the wheels almost came off there at the end of this game in the bottom of the 21st, but he was able to get it back together. Ooh, it's
bummed. And as always, you know, so many things could have gone the other way in that game. Like Stu's fucking amazing throw from center field. Like, that was a strike.
A couple of tough defensive plays in the first inning for y'all.
Yeah, we were a little sloppy. I was a little sloppy coming out of the gate. And, Seth pitched great.
Seth's, he did.
Like, fresh off a fucking plane from California, came into play. And
he always looks like he's coming off a plane from California, like, with the hair and everything. Like,
I think he commutes from California.
He's, like, comes off a wave, and with the time difference, he's like, okay, I got to finish surfing at noon to get on the plane. It's a four-hour Well, so would you say you would do this format again? Obviously, with some tweaks and things, but this is a fun format to decide things.
I would. I do think like the weak point of this is the fact that you know any two teams tie and the game goes on, which worked out really well.
Yeah, because, y'all kept this thing going
because everybody played with honor. But that would be very easy to be exploited by a dishonorable team. Not that there's any dishonorable.
Also,
teams.
I feel like you'd be able to tell straight away if somebody was trying to do that. In which case, there would be a whole lot of leaning over with high eyebrows, at least.
No,
but I think that would be something I feel like they would tweak next season if this happens, like, to be like, all right, if you're tied after 12, all the only the tied teams keep going and something like that. But that if that changes, that's what it is and great. But I love that we had this first one where everybody kept going because you kept S9 from winning. It was great to watch S9 sit over there helplessly watching from the sidelines as you guys were getting runs against the Weebies to keep this thing going. And you know, the Weebies were still trying to get you out. Nobody's dropping balls on purpose, and you kept this thing going. And then the Weebies came back and took the lead. And then S9 came back and took the lead and tied it up. And gosh, it was super fun. Super fun.
No, honestly, yeah, I wouldn't change a thing. It was super fun. I'm glad all the teams were down and like some of the best sportsmanship that I've seen in the PBL. Like everybody was great.
Yep.
All three teams.
All right. Well, it is 8:04, and I think that's going to do it for us out here at Perry Rome.
All right.
We have the four playoff seeds set. Tomorrow night we will have the Giants versus Pelicans at 6:30, or excuse me, 7 o'clock here at Perry Rome. And then on Thursday we will have S9 versus the Rougarou.
Go Rougarou, baby.
Let's go. All right, from everybody here at Perry Rome.